when I, Grand Prince Stavian III, first took power, the title of Emperor was very weak. My father, Grand Prince Stavian II, had fallen prey to the petty grievances of his royal and senatorial classes and spent most of his life on the defensive, keeping his wealthy subjects happy. In order to restore power to the primogen crown, I launched a massive public works and military campaign to establish a foothold in the Whistling Plains. I saw an opportunity to build a large town and keep and house several legions of the Taldarian Flanics on Taldor's easternmost border to watch for signs of Cadarian aggression. My masterstroke was to convince the wealthiest among the royalty, the largest thorns that were once in my father's side, that leading, financing, and constructing this project would bring them all great honor on behalf of the Empire. Thus, Stavian's Hold was born, and I rid myself of any challenge to my power.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dice Before Dishonor, episode... Anyone hazard a guess? Anyone? No? I'm going to say 20-something. 21?
22.
we just did 33 in Star Wars, we're like 21, 22, but there is a point in time where some adventures need to go story over functionality. And there is a really cool series of Pathfinder Society adventures that lead up to this point, and one called Lion's Justice, where a Pathfinder Society spent their morning. Now, you guys are spent your morning doing a montage of dressing up at the tailor's. They spent their morning getting a secret mission from a certain Vinmark that just led Leon out of the building because he technically is an adopted lord of the Vinmark family. These Pathfinders have been running around looking into a certain Earl that we met earlier in the episodes, and eventually wind up here for something, well, like I said, it's wholesale slaughter, and it is they who assist the party. But perhaps they will come too late to help you. Am I saying help is on the way? Am I saying a bunch of NPCs are come crashing in here and look at these high-level dudes? No. It's very clever, I believe, how they handled Crownfall. We did the low-level schmoosh. High-level guys are on the way to look after high-level bad guys. What's going to happen to you?
Death and dismemberment.
Probably. I have
Our honor!
I have my official War for the Crown dice here in my little dice cam. For a couple of interesting effects, we are rolling away here on Roll 20. We have purchased the official adventure, so it's all up and running and ready to go. And I believe last time we left our party, you guys were in a cutscene stylized combat.
So cool.
Lord Gildervarth was pushing his way through the crowd. He was the one that spotted the men in black heading covering doors. He's the one that is trying to get the poor Calbio, the only innocent that he judges to be a man that didn't deserve to get his, you know, guts torn out. And possibly he's going to try and save the man with some kind of miracle of a heal check or something. And heading towards Lady Lothied, our benefactor, and Princess Eutropia's side, Lion's Blades themselves call in the crowd to me and let's get it on and let's go. There are 222 senators packed in here and like a sea of people shoulder to shoulder at a really, really, really overcrowded Mets game, pushing and shoving and really getting in the way from the outside enclosure, circled in, cutting down the men in black encroach. Right behind Varth, practically walking backwards with his rapier, the first loyal act I have seen from Fafal, covering his lord's ass and trying to maintain a sort of fencing discipline to cover the man for whatever he may want to do. Another pair across the floor, we have Sir Winston, right on the heels of Sir Bartholomew, both recently knighted, a halfling on a wolf and a proud half-orc from a long military lineage. Though his actual birth is a little bit of a mixing bastard story with a maid, but we've already touched on that. Nose to nose with your quarry, Sir Bartholomew, is where we left you. The man with a scarf kerchief pulled up, foreign tone, skin tone and eyes and hair color, and a masterful sword play going on in front of you, because he doesn't just like randomly chop away like these people are cattle. The guy's got moves, his stance, his discipline, and even though they're easy prey, you realize quite quickly that this man is a swordsman to be taken seriously. You step forward and your blades clash. Can I have a roll from Sir Bartholomew? See how you're doing.
Yeah.
As the scene returns to the chaos, which is... That's a chaos.
Strike of 9.
9, you say?
9!
No. With a turning his sword upside down with a low curve block. Perhaps a feint. The man returns back and forth. Now, he doesn't go to strike you down immediately. He sees a seasoned warrior, a man with a sword, and a certain discipline in you. Your steady approach, the way you handle your sword. So he doesn't go for any kind of quick kill or anything foolish. He tests your defenses. Little jabs, short parries, sweeping arcs. Tries to get a feel for you. And tries to do this quickly in the matter of moments. I mean, the crowd is coming and urging. He'll even try some kind of feint and push you back. Take the moment and just stab out at some poor guy trying to get past you guys. You know, and as you take advantage of that moment, he'll turn the man as a body shield impaled on his sword towards you to usher you back. Winston. Too many people. It's all that Barclay can do to keep you abreast. There's no maneuvering room. You're corralled into a short channel right behind Bartholomew. If anything, you're reeling on the reins to try and back up all of a sudden as the man is trying to fence. There's no around-the-side leeway. I mean, you can widen out, but then you're putting yourself in harm's way with this guy with very little in the way of weaponry. Though you said you had your wolf.
I have my wolf. I have my sling.
Okay. What are you doing?
I will aid Bartholomew in his attacks. So do anything I can to lower the enemy's AC, I guess. Maybe fire a couple shots just to corral him in.
Yeah, you can adjacent to Bartholomew and harry the opponent so that Bartholomew, with your attacks of a 10 DC, aid another, give Bartholomew a +2 hit this guy. Sure.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I will do.
Okay. Lord Gildervarth, acrobatics escape artist, desperately trying to get through this throng of people because it's thicker towards the center. Acrobatics, and basically, you said you had a defensive stance going, Fafal?
Yeah.
Putting yourself in a defensive stance, you're allowed to take a full action just to stay defensive, but you're allowed to move, and as long as you were backing straight up with him, pretty much has a swishing sword shield on his back. I don't see any problem with that.
Okay.
So much going on in so little time span. Picture crowd screaming, senators wailing, demands shouting, "Do you know who I am? You know, get out of my way." Stab type of thing. And more and more of these, you know, cloak off, kerchief up, regularly dressed, reversing a doublet, you know, pulling a sword, guards that were dressed as Taldarian guardsmen of the Senate. You know, are revealed amongst these foreigners and join their ranks. There's a lot of them. They are very effectively covering the four exits around the east side of the Senate. And you guys would have to mount upon the stage and the very quickly retreating throng of Ulthan giant men, which are Prince Davian III's personal guard, ushering him out towards the other exit. When you guys got up this morning, there is no way that something this terrible, that this wrong could happen, all of you gain a terrible sinking feeling. You will fight. That's obvious. You will do what you must. But have the day, gentlemen, in the few moments that pass, steeling your resolve, moving forward, deciding on your actions, there is a gnawing feeling in your hearts and your guts that these actions will be your last. Lord Varth, how do you want to go out? It's only a matter of time before Kaibo bleeds out. And even if you can give him medical aid, you'd have to completely let your guard down or rely on a lion's blade or the princess or somebody nearby to cover your back. Luckily, your man Fafal is staying with you. Perhaps that is the miracle you need, and you press on towards Kaibo. Fafal, heading towards an exit is usually your strategy. Years ago, actually 2 years ago, you took a contract from masked men. Not like these. These men wore golden masks. And you slew a companion, a druid, and her cougar companion in the alleys of Wati in the nation of Osirian. With the woman's dying breath, she called upon not the druidic nature, generic gods, but an ancient Osirian goddess, Beset, sacred of cats. And quickly, to your dismay, you find a curse had fallen upon you, and every feline in 100 miles dogged your steps, forcing you to the ocean, forcing you to cross it, forcing you over to, if we say Osirian is Egypt, we would have to say that Persia lies directly across the ocean, just south of Taldor. Kadira, your luck continued to falter. You found yourself enslaved and upon a galley ship, and 2 years of drudgery and misery was at the price that you paid, until you met the man who is at your back, treated you like a regular person, if not an equal, despite your, shall we say, genie, obvious heritage as a sylph, gave you money, left you alone, and using your old skills in this town that was bustling during a holiday, quickly rose, made the contacts, recontacted old contacts, and here you are at the most prestigious event of the year. And again, your luck fails you. Your last moments. Winston, you're fine. You got this, buddy. You and Barkley, you've seen worse. You got this, man. Bartholomew, on the road, last episode, someone tried to assassinate you. That was only the beginning. It was supposed to be your end. You are already a dead man walking. You know this. But perhaps in your last breaths, in your last steps, since you were supposed to die on that road outside of town, perhaps you can make some kind of difference here tonight before you breathe your last. Gentlemen, the battle is joined. And I could be mean. I could have you roll for combat. I could have these guys with 80 hit points and 7 to 9 levels just beat the crap out of you. But I would rather go around the room and touch upon each player and each character and ask about that proverbial, it's not like your life is flashing before your eyes because you know you're going to die because you're falling off a cliff. I'm talking about that gut-wrenching feeling of dread that's rising up like bile from your gut into your heart. And you know this is going to be your last night. Where are your thoughts, Lord Varth?
Well, right now, I mean, I'm the only thing I'm really focused on is the dude. Sorry, I forget
Kaibo.
His name. Kaibo. I mean,
Kaibo. Calbio. Calbio.
I mean, he is the only person that was really brought here with no intention of like duplicitousness. I mean, really, he only wants to be here to kind of better himself. And from that letter that I quickly kind of read through, I mean, there's nothing about his motivations that were selfish. So to me, he's one of the few victims, quote unquote, in the room. You know, we all may pay with our lives, but he's the one who really deserves to not do that. So if I can, I want to try to save him.
Okay. You do finally manage to get to him. And you manage to do what you can to try to stabilize with a heal check, if you please.
Okay.
Try to get the man at least stable. Luckily, he's practically at chest or chin height, lying on the edge of the stage. You don't even have to mount the stage. You can address him like he's on a high operating theater, run over to him. You know, there's blood everywhere, pressing on the wound, checking for breath, doing what you can, you know, heating the tempered steel with your hot breath of fire, and then cauterizing the wound, you know. While he's doing that, Fafal, on his heels, deeper and deeper into the hornet's nest, a stone's throw, a less away, the princess herself and Lothied are making progress sort of off in a direction towards a door. You see the two of them being separated. They have their own men. They have lion's blades amongst them that are helping them. But there's so much going on with the people and the guards attacking that even their own battle styles force them apart. It gets desperate, and you see in their faces a resolve to fight to the bitter end. And you see something very interesting. You see Lady Lothied pull that strange wand from her pocket and save her friend's life by aiming it at a man's head who's attacking the princess. And this wand has so much magic in it, it makes a thundering pop boom and kicks her arm up in the air as it discharges. And the guy's head freaking explodes out one side and he instantly falls dead. Where are your thoughts?
Well,
the man behind you taking a noble act? What are you doing?
Well, half thought or half mind is, I need to get me one of those.
The smell, the composition, magic or alchemy. Maybe a bit of both. Very intriguing.
Exactly. Could be very useful as well. But, no. So I am going to rapier still in one hand, flash my hand with a holy-esque light, and pretty much just grab the fallen man by the face and discharge it into him.
You lost me. Kaibo?
I'm using... into Kaibo.
Kelbio?
Kelbio.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Kelbio.
Yes. Okay. So, cure light wounds.
Really? You have that ability?
Yes, I do. Jeff, I have many abilities. I mean, come on. I'm for fall.
Interesting.
I have many tricks up my sleeves.
All right, so let's roleplay this. Lord Varth, he's not responsive. You're doing what you can. Your heal check of...
I got a 4.
You're pushing down to staunch the wound, and yet blood seems to be seeping out the sides of your palms. Pretty sure you're trying to help, but, you know, and the guy's just kind of flapping around. He is a pallid color, and his eyes are wide open and stare at you as if you were ma-ma-ma. Pa-pa-pa, his last words. Fafal, taking a step back, still glancing over your shoulder to cover your thing, slaps a hand right down on the guy's head and murmurs a prayer? Some kind of bardic occult? Let's hear it. Where is the source of your power? Is it bardic? Is it religious? Is it arcane?
Oh, you jamming bardic.
Is it sleight of hand potion? But you're like, you will live! And then you're like, drink the damn potion, you fucker. Like, where are we going here? Everything's sleight of hand with Fafal.
Exactly. Everything's sleight of hand with Fafal. So, by Serenray's power, let this man be healed.
Okay.
And, you know, just hand on the face.
Lord Varth, up to your wrists in this guy's guts, trying to hold some semblance of life, even you feel the warm, soft, positive energy flow and pulse through Calbio's body. You feel it in your hands. It inspires you. But unfortunately, Calbio does not flutter. Does not move, and has already breathed his last. And now you have something worse to worry about.
Because no!
That's awesome. He's holding up a kidney. Oh, sorry.
A heart.
Some of the guardsmen have closed, you know, through the slaughter and have gotten very close with Eutropia and them gone from the center and working their way outward. Guys that came from the outside, south side have now made their way to you and stand, three of them before you. Weapons drawn, closing the last 15 feet, dispatching those in their way. Fafal, your spell went off successfully. You felt it, you know, like a jolt of energy go through the man and it's like clear and he goes, right? I mean, Lord Varth got a hard on. I mean, you know, there's a connective ability, and, you know, and Sarah Ray's just kind of shaking her head, going, sorry, dude. You know, there's no sunlight in here, and I can't work with this, you know. And now you two spot three men closing, and you have worse things to worry about. Blades close on your position. Bartholomew, Barkley and Ryder. Because we know who the real hero is. You might as well just play Barkley.
Shall be but a footnote.
If not for Barkley and Sir Winston running interference, gaining you some openings and keeping the man sort of toe-to-toe, he would have bested you by now. But military tactics, you know.
Power of having your comrades.
Mm-hmm. Where are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, as I say, I've been trained to be a Dunedain. And the Dunedain's purpose is to be in service to Taldor as the sword and shield of the nation.
You did return to the Senate after an attempt upon your life where you could have ran. You made all haste, and now you stand in a room with your closest friends doing your duty. Perhaps because your opponent... Sorry?
Because I'm a Dunedain.
Because you're a Dunedain. Perhaps the man senses this in his mocking salute. In part of our exchange of blades, he steps back and scores a light hit on your shoulder. The same shoulder that got struck by an arrow, causing you to flinch. Now, luckily, it's not your sword hand, but the pain is even more distracting. It's slowing your swings, and he's biding his time, even taking a moment to mockingly salute you with his sword in a Taldian style. Now, this man is foreign. Obviously, he knows something about the area, and then buries his sword up to the hilt in your armor. You believe you're done for. He gets past your defenses, and it's almost like in slow motion you look down and you just assume the blade going in. You went left, he went right, he doubled back, swung around, and he's in close, and he's locked your blade, and you look down, and he's holding a dagger, and it looks like he slipped it up under your armor. And then blackness. Winston.
Yep.
At the last few exchanges, he takes a moment, steps back, salutes the two of you. It's to distract you. Someone, one of his allies, are getting close. You don't fall for it. Wheeling Barkley around, suddenly a 180 to cover both all of Mew's back, you and Barkley intercept a short charge from someone that was going right for the back of you guys. But with no sword, only Barkley, jumping up at the man's arm, you know, like the police dogs do.
Yep.
Right? Barkley intercepts the blow that would have skewered one of you in twain, but the man fights dirty, instantly draws a dagger from his back, from his belt, and comes straight down almost upon your shoulder with it. And wickedly, as if he's going to like pierce your shoulder and then pull back, like to drag you from the mount, he'll slide his arm through the teeth. Like he will seriously wrench his arm and probably drop the sword to get it back from Barkley's grip. But why? Why would he drop his sword and damage his arm so badly? You hear Barkley whimper as he's kicked from underneath, probably from something really devious like a blade boot.
Jerk.
These guys fight nasty. More concerned for your mount than your own. A flashback of you and Barkley in the woods. You'll be okay, boy. We'll be okay. All quickly flashes through your head. And his arm down upon your shoulder means, well, you know he was carrying a dagger. Is it in you? Are you dead? Are you going to die? And
don't black care.
And blackness.
Gotta check out Barkley.
Yeah, no. Holding tight to him. Holding tight to him. And blackness. Lord Varth. Fafal. Three men close. There are two of you. Their stance, perfect, admirable. Their weapons, heavier than Fafal's, lighter than Frank's. They stop, line up, and with a mocking salute, give you the time you need to come away from the stage, Frank, and face them head on, sword in hand. Fafal already weaving a dance with his rapier, hesitating to go forward on his own, but definitely ready to go when you are. What do you do, Lord Varth?
I stand, look at the blood on my hands, and wipe them on the sash at my waist. Turn to Fafal and lean in and whisper in his ear, run, and then I'll throw myself at the three guards. Weapon in hand.
You know, I had fans betting that kind of moment would be like, I always loved you. And
then... well, it was a very moist
run.
Right in the ear.
Remember our time on the riverside.
Me, I'm on a horse.
Remember the time when we were in the boat and I said, stroke. It wasn't the ore.
Several late nights by the campfire, making your way back slowly to Taldor and Opera. What happens on Road Vegas stays on Road Vegas.
But I will definitely try to interpose myself between Fafal and the three guardsmen if I can.
Okay.
And give him any chance to run like hell.
All right. He launches himself towards the foe and actually catches one off guard and wounds him badly, quickly recovers from, you know, that because he was the one doing the surprising, and, you know, turns to repose on the other and is struck by the third, but an arm comes up and he's not hurt, but, you know, he's off balance and they're instantly, you know, they're going to recover. And, you know, he's getting in some, it's a good show, but you know, your Lord has moments left. There's no one in the area. What do you do for fall? And yes, there's money on this. See ya. No. You've ran all your life. It's kept you alive. Does that instinct kick in now? Or do you help the guy that helped you?
There is definitely every wind current in my body is telling me to run. But I pledge myself to him. My lord, I think not. And I will rush in to try and parry that third blow that comes in on him.
You do. You come up beside him. A look of disappointment, sadness, because you're both going to die. And before he can open his mouth, in a twinkle of a smile, to maybe thank you or just give you that quick nod like, you know, good on ya, there's a flash of light and Varth disappears right in front of you. He's just gone, like Saren Rae took him himself, herself. Like he reached up. Somebody, Frank's gone. Varth's gone. I blew it.
I said run, fucker, run!
Because I can teleport. Because
I'm out!
Yep. You did the right thing, Fafal. You actually stayed this time, Fafal. You did the right thing. And what the hell, man? What is with your luck? The guy, he poofed. Like, the guy just poofed away. And you're looking at three stunned and now looking at you like you're the one to blame. Pissed foreign guards that all reposition themselves and steady advance on you. Dude, you are so Fafal. I can't begin to tell you.
Not the face.
Not to the face. Well, I will back up, do a curtsy.
Yep.
Well, gentlemen, have at you. And lunge back in.
You lunge, you get halfway, one flicks a dagger towards you, and darkness. Gentlemen, all you see is black. Perhaps you're dead. There was no flashing before your eyes. There was no fond thoughts of family or a spurned lover. There was camaraderie. You each believed your end came at the side of a friend who was valiantly facing the overwhelming odds at your side. A knight could ask for nothing better. Lord Varth, your lord, you got screwed. I'm sorry, man. Like, what the hell? Your lord. I mean, like, that's a good knightly death. But a lord, come on, you're supposed to do something more. I mean, come on, your lord. Anyway, a cold, hard floor of stone is the first thing your mind tells you. Are you in hell? Are you in heaven? Is heaven or hell musty? And then each of you hear movement. It is dark, dark, pitch black. However, two of you can see in the dark. Sir Bartholomew is a half-orc, and Fafal is a sylph. Both have dark vision, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. But I figured you were saying it's dark because my eyelids were closed.
Yes. But the first thing that comes to you is the feel. The cold ache immediately from too much cold seeping into your bones and armor of being laid out on a hard, cold stone floor. Blink, blink, you look around. You see a man. You sit up, Bartholomew. You feel a pain in your leg. And the man across from you, a sylph. You know the sylph. Wait a minute. Yeah, no, that's Fafal. It's Lord So-and-so's guy. And he's sitting up, looking around, blinking his eyes, rapidly turning into saucers, just like yours. Looking around, you know, just as bewildered as you. At his side, rolling over, sucking his thumb, Lord Varth. On the other side...
The face!
The other side, you look down at your leg, there's a wolf attached to it. And the wolf is sitting on something that's grumbling and mumbling and bitching. It seems the last thing Barkley tried to do at the last minute was not pull down this guy as he wrenched his arm. He let him go free, turned 180, and grabbed you by the leg and tried to yank your feet out from under you so the sword would pass high and not run, or the dagger, you know, would pull free before it got too deep. Whatever happened, what did happen? You guys should be dead. You saw the weapons. You saw them come at you. Your brain kind of filled in the blank. But no, something's wrong. You didn't feel pain. Now, Bartholomew, you feel real pain. He's just chewing. Sorry. On your leg. That's pain. You should have felt a dagger. You check your chest, your ribs. You know, I mean, you look over. Fafal's doing the same thing. Like, are we dead? Where's the wound? And one by one, as you guys come to your senses, though, all you see is darkness, Winston, and feel a great weight. Lord Varth. You come to. You don't feel pain, just the annoying cold floor, but you can't see anything. It's pitch black in here. Flash of light. You guys remember a flash of light.
Pat myself down. Find the hip flask. Well, it's not a complete loss.
Fafal will snap his fingers, and a light will appear, like, on his hand.
Okay.
See nothing.
Casting the spell blood. Light. So
there is a wolf chewing on a half-orc. A half-orc looking around, a little confused like yourself. And a lord just, you know, taking five, whatever shitstorm happens next, he's just getting a drink in him. And I will take you to a brand new room.
Ooh.
Gentlemen.
Let me reminisce on this map. One last minute.
No, let's not.
Oh, many game sessions. On this one Senate Hall.
I mean, it's a wonderful map, Jeff. We aren't shit-talking it at all.
It's a lovely map. Now, before I take you to this map...
Don't blame Jeff. Don't blame Jeff. It's not his fault.
Oh, I liked it.
Oh, no, it's a good map. Just so many sessions.
So many sessions. So many people. So many sessions. Okay. Just double-checking that this map, I hadn't messed with it or, you know... All right. So,
It's certainly dark.
Yes. Allow me to reveal a glimmer of an area. Allow me to shift ping you all. Come on. I'm shifting and I'm pinging. Yes. Come on down to the one room. What do we see, gentlemen? Let's put our characters out here and see if you can see any more than just...
A 15-foot by 15-foot room with two doors.
Excellent. Yeah. That's exactly what you see as a light springs forth. Now you guys saw it in black and white. Now you see a little bit more discerning detail. A wolf?
See nothing.
Nope. See, Winston, is furry darkness. And you feel a great weight upon you.
Well, this is what dying is like. It's a lot more uncomfortable than I thought it would be.
And I settle in for eternity.
Okay.
You're not dead, Winston.
Barkley looks at you. Right in the face, Bartholomew, like, did you have to tell him? And he just gets up. Just kind of goes and sits beside him.
Oh. I'm not dead.
You're not.
Seems none of us are. What's Lord the last thing you remember?
You're here too.
I'm afraid I don't understand what's going on.
Where are we?
Last I recalled, we all should have been dead.
The Senate.
That was a killing field.
True. Yes.
At first, I thought it was Serenray's blessing that, you know, got you out of there. Because, you know, you left, I didn't. But, no, it must have been something else. Very odd.
The original crew is here. Save one. The Vinmark boy. Adopted, yeah, though Chai Shan blood has his own name, very proud of his samurai ways. Adopted and running around wielding the Vinmark name as a proxy lord, almost akin to the rank of Gilder Varth. And who do the Vinmarks protect?
Where's Leon?
Prince Stavian himself. and we saw, you two of you saw, and even talked to him, saw a Vinmark guard, Ulfin, come in and escort him out of the building. Then you saw Prince Stavian III execute a guy and a whole bunch of foreign guards go nuts. And you saw his personal Vinmark Ulfin guard safely escort him out of the room. And Leon isn't here.
Is Stavian gone mad?
But seeing his desperate grip on powers drove him over the edge. I understand. What do the last of you remember?
I was engaged in a duel with one of the black armored guards.
You tossed yourself in like a madman. You know, instead of us taking them on 2v3, which would have given us better odds, because, oh, I have to be the hero Gildervarth and sacrifice myself for my companion. Really? You couldn't be selfish for once?
Your man
was
seems
trying
sore.
To give you a... I was trying to give you a chance to live.
Please. I don't need a chance to live. Things I've done. Honestly, I was okay with it.
Well, we're all still here for a reason. Something has brought us together. A charm, a token, something. But I don't know why. We need to figure things out. Where are we? Any of you have any ideas? Fafal? Does any of this look familiar?
Fafal.
Yes.
We'll start with you and your sylph sensibilities. The lack of airflow, the stagnant, even a breeze or the faint breath under a door is completely non-existent. You are definitely underground.
Well, based on the... There's no airflow here. I can't sense anything. We have to be underground somewhere.
Bartholomew. The military history, military battlements, military castles, military stone structures, and military-grade bunkers. This stonework is human construction. If you had to date it because of the door and the stone, you'd say it's like hundreds of years old. Or, you know, we've been making this kind of bunker for hundreds of years. So you don't think you're like outside of Talador. You still think you're within the borders due to the composition of the stone and the gravel. You know what I mean? The raw elements of the country and the design.
Function is definitely of Talador stronghold make. It seems to be a safe room. And the fact that we're all here at a time we need it to be safe.
I can't see a damn thing. Does anyone have a torch?
Sir.
I'll crawl my way along to the wall and stand up.
Sir Winston, you're hungry.
Always. Do I smell anything?
It's mildewy down here. You're definitely underground.
So I'll crawl along the floor to the wall, stand up, and feel my way around the perimeter of the room.
We have light, don't we? Fafal made a light spell.
Oh, yeah.
So what does this room look like? Is there any furnishings of any kind? Any inscriptions, writings?
Because of the two doors, you look like you're in a wide hallway, a passage between two something else, like some other place. Neutral ground. The room doesn't look like it's constructed for any purpose as opposed to be a gateway between two venues. However, can I have a knowledge Tal'Darian history lore, Lord Varth? Being a lord?
Yes, you may. Let me go ahead and open up that sheet. Let's see, knowledge history +2. So I am brighter than the average bulb. 7! But not much.
Too many variables, too few, yeah, too little information.
So I will move to the door and give a listen.
Okay.
See if something dangerous is on the other side. I don't know what to do. I mean, so let's go with
the most important choice one can make could be possibly a fork in a road. Two doors stand before you, one on your left and one on your right. You don't know if it's northeast, south, kitty corner, who knows? And I'm not even saying this is one of those choices that could change your life. But I'm saying it now because in the future, I will distinctly not point it out. But I want you to remember the idea of two doors, a fork in the road, a choice that will drastically change everyone's life, including your own. Now about that roll.
A 9 perception. That's a solid door.
Yeah. And quiet on the inside.
Can I go and listen to the other door?
Sure. Quiet as well.
I look over at Varth and just kind of shrug.
Now, the coolest thing is, and like, no better, okay, but ladies and gentlemen, there is a shaded area. The audience can see what is beyond your own senses. And I'm hoping this is kind of a, people are like, cool, go this way, or no, go this way, or don't go that way. You know, it's not like they see a big T for trap or anything, but they do see where things lead.
The one thing I do know is that we need to get out of here and get back to the Senate.
I agree. People are dying as we wait here.
Okay.
And I'll open the door.
All right. Are you not seeing this?
I am, but it's dark.
And what about you, Bartholomew? Are you going your way, or are you just going to turn around and...
No, we stick together.
Okay.
Door creaks open, I turn around. I'm on...
I'll look back to Bartholomew. I see a bed, or beds? Sleeping chambers, maybe.
Allow me to take a look. My eyes see further in the dark. Then the light shines.
I'll step aside.
Okay. I've managed to move the door from the dynamic lighting layer. Have at you. For falls light, you know.
I look in. I see some cots. I step all into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Look a full around.
I'll take a position behind for fall. Wait for his go because he's got the light.
I look around. Nothing jumps out immediately at me. Literally or figuratively.
It confirms your suspicions about possibly some sort of bunker, because there are, you know, cots row upon row, you know, lined up for utilitarian reason as opposed to comfort.
Is there, looks like a table to the north of?
Yep. The room is about 35 feet wide. You're coming in, and let's just say for your own compass reference, since you picked a door on the left, we assume north is always up, that... In this underground hula, your west is the direction you're headed. So you took a room to your west. There's a door carving out a area to the bottom here. See the niche in the wall?
All right.
Cots line the back wall and some sort of shelving unit. There's a door on exiting the north wall.
A fall. How often can you make light?
Faded wallpaper lines the walls of this 35 by 35 foot room, peeling up at the seams. Six beds line the western wall, each pristinely made but caked in a thick layer of dust. Eight closed wooden lockers line the northeastern corner of this room. Two doors exit, the one you came in and the one on the north. Perception all around, gentlemen?
Let's see here. I got a 19 perception.
I got an 11.
Oh, a 21. It's wonderful. But to answer your question, my lord, I can do it pretty much at will. If you would prefer me place it upon you so you can lead, that is fine with me. I do not need it to see, but I know you and Sir Winston do.
I just wanted to make sure that our next course of action wouldn't be to find something to make torches or fire with.
No, I can provide us with a light.
So in the northeastern corner, you said there were chests or footlockers?
Yeah, that's the what looks like a shelving unit there.
Anything on them?
So your attention draws there?
Yeah.
Okay. Taking in the whole room at breath, but 21, you notice there's an interesting switch on the wall for fall near the door, behind you. It's in an inconspicuous position, not so close to the door, and yet, you know, at kind of fades into the wallpaper because it's made of the same wood and material and, you know, is the room. It's not something that jumps out. It's barely the size of your hand, but is definitely a slat with a, you know, a chip or a piece on it that looks like it toggles a switch, as it were.
Well, would you look at that? There's a switch here, and I will move towards it and give it a flick.
Okay. Lord Varth. The lockers sit pretty much open, ajar, a quick couple of rummages, all empty save one. A grooming kit, a moth-eaten change of clothes, a simple hand mirror, and the rest are empty.
Okay.
All right. You give it a flick. Shall we just say it's in a neutral position? Up or down?
Let's go up.
Okay. Up, and it seems to click and rest in that position, but nothing apparently happens.
Does anybody see anything? Is anything changed?
Perception, give gentlemen?
A second. Yeah. Natural one.
17.
7.
11.
No. Nothing immediately apparent.
Not that I can see for fall.
Huh. Well, let me try the other way, and I'll flip it all the way down.
Okay. Again, it is possible to rest in the neutral position, but the Switch doesn't seem designed to really do that. It just seems like it wants to click up or click down once you start playing with it. Anyway, down and... Nope. No apparent change either.
Huh. Well, I guess let's keep this in mind for later.
Okay.
It has to do something.
Bartholomew, there is a door to your south that I did not list as an exit because it is attached to what appears to be a lesser wall, a subwall, a shorter brick, not a retaining dirt underground wall, but an interior wall. Well made, definitely, but probably contains an antechamber from your estimation as opposed to, you know, holds back an entirety of another room.
I'd go up to the door and give a little listen to it.
Okay, you don't hear anything.
All right. Try the handle.
Yep.
Oh, give it a little push or a pull, whichever way it seems to work.
Hmm. There we go. You find a privy with a tub, an actual bathing basin in this privy.
That's rich.
I mean, a loo is a loo, a can is a can, the hood is the hood on a boat, but...
Optional, not optional.
This is like a bathing, you know, you can actually bathe here, which implies, again, longer stay, bunker.
All right. I give the, I guess it's not much, but I'll give the room a quick toss.
Okay. Yeah. No magical water pressure or anything or something going on here. You know, they'd have to draw their own water from somewhere else or make it magically or something. But, you know, the pipes are in. It's a finished bathroom. Value of the bunker just went up. Good real estate, you know.
Wait, is it a two-piece bathroom? Because, you know.
Well, if it falls over there, I'll tell you straight up the electrical shit. Nothing going on over there. That's just a little electrician joke for Mr. Messina.
Yeah. I tell you. All right, so I gave a 7 for perception. I find...
Now, this is first edition, gentlemen. If you want to take 20, take your 2 minutes and take your 20. Feel free, right?
I want to
give a proper search.
Yeah, I want to take a look in the loo.
Okay.
You find ancient turds.
Yeah, like well, the good news is this loo does not look like it's been used for a very, very, very long time.
Dust.
Yep.
Okay.
No butt cheek imprint in the dust.
Nope.
So this place is old enough that. Surfaces are covered in dust. This is good to know.
Thick layer. Like serious dust.
Huh. All right. Good.
Like we're going beyond abandoned American mall. We're talking like World War II Nazi bunker dust. You know what I'm saying? Like serious.
Well, I found the loo. It has not been used in a very long time.
The three men all look at each other and then storm you. Out of my way.
Did anyone else find anything?
There's a grooming kit in the drawers over there, but other than that, nothing. If this is a safe room, it's not a very well-provisioned one so far.
There was a bath set up in the facilities. Seemed to extended stay here.
I'll give a shrug and open the door that I'm standing at the northern end.
Okay. Not locked, not listened to, but... Definitely the most dangerous, unoccupied hallway you've seen in your life. No. Get some revealio here. Shoo. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And let me just take away the dynamic lighting. Now, I don't have a player view up. I actually have a DM view, so the audience gets to like see far more than you. But on the fun side... Oh, that door doesn't seem to want to open. Mm. Oh, here we go. There it is. Come on. Here we go. Ta-da. Another hallway. Only 10 feet wide, a little bit longer, instead of 15 by 15. This is 10 foot wide by 20. The plot thickens.
If this is the sleeping chambers, perhaps we'll find a kitchen or larder or some kind of storage later on, and I'll make my way down the hallway.
If you're correct with your assumption, Varth, I'll follow alongside.
I don't think this area would be trapped, but if it is...
Well, not much we can do about it anyway.
Yeah. We'll have to weather through.
Winston, Fafal, you guys are left in the room. Anything else in here interest you?
No, not in particular.
We could scout ahead, and you guys could do a thorough search, or well, we could move
then
as a group.
You should have Fafal cast light on you, specifically.
All right. Well, can you see?
I can't, but I'm going to hang out with Fafal.
He's magic. How did that happen? What one non-cavalier in the group, and the whole party goes to hell. Telling you. All right,
let's give this door to the north a quick open and look see, and then fall back and count our potatoes.
Very well.
So I'll move there, pop the door open. Bartholomew, what do you see?
Darkness. What do we see?
Imprisoning me. All I see.
Darkness, my old friend.
Did I mention that last swig on your flask was your last swig on your flask? Well, good news.
No!
Good news. A wooden counter juts from this northeast corner of this 30-foot by 30-foot chamber. Open cabinets of dusty liquor bottles stand behind the bar, while one cabinet remains tightly sealed with a visible lock hanging from the front of it. Three tables with adjacent chairs fill much of the room. Portraits of posing nobles and historical scenes adorn the walls. All faded with age, another door leads out of the room to the east. A large double door.
This definitely looks like it was the meat hall. It seems to be something important was stored in that cabinet over there. There's a door that exits on the right-hand wall. Perhaps you should gather the others and then other move.
I'll turn back down the hall. Fafal, sleep is for the weak. I need you.
Physic, I need you. Winston.
Literally, as Fafal is like, you know, crouching down to jump on the bed, he hears that and just...
Yeah, Barkley goes over, sniffs a bed, puts two paws on it, and looks at you like he's asking permission to do something. Winston.
Barkley, come here.
Call him over.
Okay.
Mount him.
One last longing look at the bed and comes over. You guys have been... Well, Fafal's been summoned.
I'll follow because he's got the light.
All right.
Mounted on Barkley now.
Fafal will lightly tap his lord's chest and transfer the light there.
So. Makes the sexiest. Run.
Lightly uncomfortable.
Run.
I've marked
now you know how it feels.
All right. Moving in.
Yeah, all right.
Moving closer there. You said there was a locked cabinet?
There are. And there's dusty liquor bottles standing behind the bar in another cabinet. Right up here, let me just ping for you. We'll place just beyond the bar right here on the north wall is your lock cabinet. And then there's other adjoining cabinets around the back of this bar, which apparently it's like a solid bar. It's like there's no going around. Maybe it folds up or you go under or something, but what do you guys want to do?
Servants are behind the bar, and why would they come out?
They're born there, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Get the undead skeleton. Want some more? Want some more?
I'll approach the bar.
All right.
Start checking some of the dusty bottles. Are they full?
Okay.
Leave it to the foodie.
Yeah, really.
I'll hop over the back of the bar and break my thieves' tools out of my scarf and start working on the lockbox.
Okay. Bartholomew? Varth?
I will stay in the center of the room as the light source. Let the others kind of search.
Okay.
Or give the next door a listen.
Oversee as the foreman. Okay.
Oh, Bartholomew became interested in the lockbox. And then Fafal, hops the bar and the two of you side by side. You just kind of, do you give way for him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Varth's man, so.
No, that's fine.
Yes.
I just need a lock on it. My
Let
way
the servants
it.
Do their work.
Yes. Right. Show you dwarves how it's done. Pull out real lockpicks. For those of us that were doing the early show.
I'm not a rogue, but I will probably pick up a set now.
21.
Speak to me.
Disable device.
A strong lock. It's a serious lock. What the hell? This isn't your grandpa's like padlock. This thing is complicated. It actually has two keyholes. No, one's a fake. It's a 20 ain't doing it. Just saying. This is a serious lock, man.
Interesting.
Bartholomew, all's quiet on the eastern front, or through the eastern door, as it were. Lord Varth, if you stick your chest out towards a direction, it's almost like Superman's light just kind of, look at that, and it turns sideways, big beam.
Care Bear stare.
Yeah, he's doing the Care Bear. He's sharing Care Bear rainbows around the room.
Turn on your hot light. Let's see.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'll move up there, and let's have those double doors a crack open.
Okay. Winston, sadly, many, many of the liquors here have soured or evaporated, but two bottles of what looks like whiskey remain sealed in wax. Can I have an appraisal check?
Sure you can. 6.
The year is 4717.
Stand.
In 2 years, 4719, let's say when, who knows when the economy or the world will clash and things change, and silver becomes more useful and commonplace than gold, you'd guess that these are worth 750 silver pieces. No, 75 silver pieces in the future, but 75 gold now. I guess it's depreciation.
How old are the bottles?
Old. By the looks of them.
So, well, that would give us an idea how old the bunker is.
Well, I'll tell you this. The whiskey name doesn't ring a bell. It looks like the label is printed and faded in a Taladian style. The bottle, everything about this says like Taladian whiskey, but you guys do not recognize the brand name or the company or anything's fallen into obscurity. It's handwritten on the bottle. You know.
Can I make a profession merchant check to see if this is something that I've seen?
You have that?
On the as a trader of all things, you know, every noble has these kinds of pedestrian skills.
Yeah. You have to know these things when you're a king, you know.
That's right. Don't!
Or not know these things.
I seriously hate roll 20. natural 1. It's like my third of the day.
You know, I could set this up where it's like there's roll 20 and two of you in it, and there's Fantasy Grounds and the other two of you in it, and you have the guys in the same room, and we just dummy around the video.
From now on, I'm just taking a 10 on everything.
Yeah. We honestly should, Frank.
Right?
Says yeah, Aiden, our biggest roll 20
first
fan.
Edition.
Yeah. Oh. Welcome back.
There's no penalty.
I love roll 20 because its interface is really nice, but it hates Frank and I.
It's die roller.
The die roller hates everyone. Football. It's not just you guys. It really isn't.
I don't know. It explicitly hates us.
I don't know. I saw lots of 20s and lots of 1s in Fantasy Grounds to the point where Matt and Cheryl were getting very anti-sponsor about it.
Not anti-sponsor, but I mean, like, it seemed a bit too extreme. But then they're like, it's actual physics. It's like, well, okay, so if I pick up my 20 and it's sitting on 20 and I just drop it, you hit that 20.
All
right, so after spending a couple minutes here, it looks like Fafal can't open the liquor cabinet without some serious effort. There's nothing else immediately noticeable, right? Want to give the room a quick search or move on and see what's behind the next door? What say you?
I say this whiskey bottle, 75 gold each, Winston. But that's all the DM has to say. What do you guys want?
Fafal gives them a look over. You know, I mean, brewery's a little outside, you know, kind of the alchemy, but it's still kind of, you know, it's your liquids, it's your mixing, you know, let it ferment properly. So with the appraise of 15.
Oh, you give me an alchemy check. It would be closer to guessing the age, the wax, how maybe the wax they use, bees or generic, you know what I mean? But, of course, you realize you do have to open one.
Natural 20 for 27.
Got to open it.
Yeah, fall, you know. Takes a small dagger out, you know.
Okay.
Pops the wax off.
Okay. It is old whiskey. That's probably, if Winston's saying this out loud, 75 gold pieces for a bottle of this stuff is good. It's stiff and it's couple hundred years old. This is good stuff.
Well, now that it's open, I have to take a sip.
Yeah.
Being a connoisseur.
This is good stuff, Winston. This is this is 75 gold pieces. This is not a courtier's outfit. This is a Lord Varth's wardrobe traded for this bottle. You know what I'm saying?
If it turns out that we're trapped in this place, at the very least, we're gonna get drunk.
Oh yes, please, inebriation, intoxication, fatigue rolls. Let's have I love first edition.
I will gather up four glasses and blow the dust off of them.
Okay.
Set them on the table and pour out, you know, about a finger's worth in each glass. Gentlemen, we've died once together. I hope it's the last time.
I'll drink to that.
It's the best death that I've come back from yet. I'll choose that.
Why not? And, you know, toss it back as well.
Now, something has brought us here to save us from danger, which means there's things here that we might be able to use.
Sorry, Farth.
We just need to focus on how to get out of here. We don't even know where we are.
So, seems our little group here is a person short. I can't help but notice we're missing our one fly samurai.
Yeah. He's unfortunate.
Do you think it's possible that he knew of what the prince was plotting?
It seems more likely that whatever saved us snatched us away from death's hand. Perhaps he's just not in peril where he is.
I can't imagine Leon betraying us like that.
You'd be surprised at the...
It's awfully convenient that he's gone.
Exactly.
He has honor.
The things that men can do.
But the man has honor, and I saved his life.
Perhaps. But honor takes a different image, depending on the perspective in which it's purveyed.
Aye.
There are some that would consider it quite honorable to cut down a room full of conniving politicians.
And leave your friend amongst them.
True.
Perhaps he was unaware. If only there was some way we could talk to him. If there was some way.
Oh, yeah.
Could...
Hello? Talking to the breach. Hello?
My God, pins!
We seem to have been stuck somewhere. We're not sure where we are.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Why, as a matter of fact, now that you kind of pay attention to the pin, it's kind of humming, vibrating very gently and very weakly. It's not projecting strongly into your brain. It's, you know, it goes into your head, and yet you seem to need to force the will to get your ear down and, you know, and really, you know, focus on the pin to get it to sort of work in or out. You hear Lothied's voice, all of you. Where did you go? I just saw you and several others in the Senate vanish into thin air. And we will see you next time. on Dice Before Dishonor. Say goodnight, everybody.
Say goodnight. Cheerio.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.